From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, speaking ahead of a closed-door United Nations Security Council meeting, told countries that they must join the effort to prevent North Korea from getting a nuclear weapon. Haley warned that countries could face sanctions themselves if they helped the rogue state achieve nuclearization. Haley also said talks were possible with Pyongyang, but only if North Korea halted its weapons programs.
We've been talking constantly about test after test after test from North Korea. But now we're seeing the longest ballistic test that we've seen so far. Then we're hearing the rhetoric of anytime, any place. And we're not going to continue to just say, go ahead and test as often as you want. This has become more than just a problem. This is a true threat to every country in the world.
President Donald Trump tweeted it was an honor to host Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the White House today. This comes after President Trump sparked anger in Turkey by authorizing and arming Syrian Kurds. President Trump said the two leaders would hold long and hard discussions regarding the relationship between their countries. Erdogan said last week, ahead of the trip, that he views his visit to Washington as a new beginning in Turkish-American relations. Erdogan called the decision to provide U.S. arms contrary to the strategic relations of both countries. The U.S. sees the Kurdish force, the YPG, as a key part in the fight against Islamic State and the effort to oust the militants from their de facto capital in Raqqa. For more news around the clock, visit voanews.com. This is VOA. U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday defended his decision to share information with Russian officials at a White House meeting last week, pushing back against media accounts that he disclosed highly classified intelligence related to Islamic State. From the Capitol, VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
Bowman at the Capitol, Radio CR, Senate Trump, Russia.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte said he was open to exploring the South China Sea's natural gas resources with rival claimants, China and Vietnam, after securing a windfall while in Beijing. It remains unclear what the windfall may be. Duterte has also emphasized that he has no immediate plans to pressure China over an international tribunal's ruling last year that said Beijing's sweeping claims to most of the South China Sea were unlawful. He emphasized the deal would have to be fair and balanced. Duterte made no mention of Malaysia or Brunei, the two other Southeast Asian nations that also have claims in the South China Sea. The competing claims to the sea, which is believed to sit atop a vast oil and gas deposits, have for decades made it one of Asia's potential military flashpoints. The Canadian government unveiled new rules that allow airlines to form joint ventures and guarantee passenger rights. The new regulations would prevent overbooking incidents like the recent high-profile case of a United Airlines passenger being dragged off a plane in Chicago in the United States. The rules would apply to all carriers operating flights into and out of Canada and ensure that passengers who buy tickets for a flight won't be forced off a plane because of overbooking. Transport Minister Marc Garneau said he would consider approving joint ventures that allow two or more carriers to coordinate items like scheduling, pricing, and sales on certain routes, and confirm plans announced last November to relax international ownership restrictions on Canadian air carriers, lifting investment limits to 49%, up from 25%. The world's number one opium-producing country, Afghanistan, is braced for a bumper poppy harvest this year, as farmers are cultivating the illicit crop in areas where it has never grown before. According to U.S. officials, Taliban insurgents net 60% of their war chest from narcotics. As poppy cultivation spikes, U.S. intelligence officials warn that war-torn country is likely to see more armed violence this year. Since 2002, the United States has spent more than $8.5 billion on counter-narcotics in Afghanistan. That amounts to about $1.5 million a day, according to the Special Investigator General for Afghanistan Reconstruction. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.